Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Before affordable phone calling and way before email, people sent Western Union telegrams when they had news to share. For more than three decades, starting in the 1940s, Hilda Harbort ran the Western Union office in Vero Beach. She was involved in everything, including a fiscal report she sent to headquarters in Atlanta every week.
It had to be penny perfect. I had three or four operators. In the wintertime, they would send one or two operators in from up north to help out with doing the work, because back then that was the only way you could get any messages out. People didn't have a telephone, and if they had to wire money, they could come into our office and wire the money.
During a really busy day in the winter in the 1940s, how many telegrams would come and go from your office, approximately?
I would say probably 150 that we would send out.
During the war, I guess you received some pretty sad telegrams at times.
Yes, we did. In fact, I received the telegram that Stan's brother was captured out in Korea.
Stan Harbort is Hilda's husband. His brother was released after 6 months. Hilda remembers the jubilation in Vero Beach, which had a naval air station, when World War II ended in Europe.
When they declared peace in Europe, the whole airport where the people were stationed out there, they let them come in town, and there was hooting and howling, and they were celebrating that the war was over.
Where were you?
At the Western Union office.
She worked at Dodgertown when the Dodgers were in Vero for spring training. The Western Union office was right next to the office of club owner Walter O'Malley.
We would transmit all the telegrams that the writers would send. Mr. and Mrs. O'Malley would come into my office there and pat me on the back. Hilda, get busy. We got a lot of telegrams to send. When Japan sent their team over here, we had to transmit all of those telegrams. It was transferred from Japanese into long words of our alphabet. When you transmitted that stuff, you had to concentrate and do every letter. You couldn't skip on anything. I'd have to work till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning to get their Japanese information done.
What was the most exciting message you ever sent or received?
Well, the most exciting was when I was sent up to Cape Canaveral for the moonshot. The government took care of us. We had to spend the night before the shot went off in a motel. The government picked us up as you went into the security center where the big shots were. They stopped us at the gate, and they completely searched us. I could not carry a purse or anything. Chet Hunkley and David Brinkley was right next door in their trailer.
You were still using teletype at that point.
Yes. At the time, they hollered, "Get out here, get out here, it's going to go off." I was transmitting one to Italy.
When Hilda Harbort retired from Western Union in the 1970s, she decided to take a lump sum payment rather than a pension.
Believe this or not, the lump sum that I got paid for our son's four-year college at the Citadel.
Would you rather send a message today to him, let's say, by Western Union or by email?
We don't have a computer. We talk to him on the phone. We have a flat rate, and we can talk hours and hours and hours, and we do that all the time.
Hilda and Stan Harbort still live in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. Thank you.